Now, it's time for Medvid on Movies.
It's 1970 in L.A., and a hippie private eye played by Joaquin Phoenix investigates the disappearance of his former girlfriend and of a multimillionaire developer played by Eric Roberts in Inherent Vice.
Michael Z. Wolfman has vanished.
So where would I find him?
He's technically Jewish but wants to be a Nazi.
That's Jeannie Berlin, who joins Josh Brolin, Owen Wilson, Reese Witherspoon, Benicio del Toro, Martin Short, and many others in a perplexing, almost impenetrable story about drug dealing and lots of drug taking in the L.A. underworld of 45 years ago.
A girl don't necessarily want to get into difficulties with those folks.
Are you all right?
Am I?
Ordinarily, we're the ones asking the questions.
Good question.
Wrong answer.
And wrong movie if you actually value old-fashioned cinematic elements like plot and storyline. Based on a novel by Thomas Pynchon that was supposed to be unfilmable, this 2.5-hour effort by Paul Thomas Anderson, who also did The Master and There Will Be Blood, actually proves that the critics were right. The book is unfilmable. It's rated R, despite almost constant indulgence in various drugs, and 1 7-minute scene in which the totally nude Catherine Waterston alternately pleasures herself and mumbles incomprehensible dialogue. Inherent Vice may not be the worst movie of the year, but it is certainly among the most frustrating. 1.5 stars for a movie more properly titled Incoherent Vice.